Focus, Elevating the Essentials to Radically Improve Student Learning. Author, Mike Schmoker. The Essentials. The argument of this summary is simple. If we choose to take just a few well-known straightforward actions in every subject area, we can make swift, dramatic improvements in schools. But the price for such swift improvement is steep. Most schools would have to stop doing almost everything they now do in the name of school improvement. Instead, they would have to focus only on implementing the essentials while ignoring the rest. What is essential for schools? Three simple things. Reasonably coherent curriculum, what we teach. Sound lessons, how we teach. And far more purposeful reading and writing in every discipline. Or authentic literacy, integral to both what and how we teach. None of the essential elements must be implemented perfectly to have their intended effect. First things first. Let's begin with a general description of what should be our highest priorities. Here are the three elements that we should approach with simplicity and diligence until they're satisfactorily understood and implemented in every subject area. What we teach. This means a decent, coherent curriculum with topics and standards collectively selected by a team of teachers from the school or district that is actually taught. How we teach. This means ordinary, structurally sound lessons that employ the same basic formula that educators have known for decades but few implement consistently. Importantly, the pivotal feature of effective lessons is the conscientious effort throughout the lesson to ensure that all students are learning each segment of the lesson before moving to the next one. Authentic literacy. Authentic literacy is both integral to both what and how we teach. Literacy, or authentic literacy, means purposeful and usually argumentative reading, writing and talking. Less is more. David Conley is so frequently cited in articles about 21st century education. Conley and his colleagues conducted an in-depth study of the skills and content students need to succeed in college. They found that the following four intellectual standards were paramount within and among the disciplines. 1. Read to infer, interpret, draw conclusions. 2. Support arguments with evidence. 3. Resolve conflicting views encountered in source documents. 4. Solve complex problems with no obvious answer. We believe these four standards could productively replace almost all the current English language art standards, as well as the confusing verbiage that accompanies standards in areas like science and social studies. Matched with disciplinary content, we believe they give us all we need to ensure that students are prepared for college, careers, and any national test that comes their way. A new kind of standard. In addition to the four standards listed previously, Conley adds this one, that education should prepare students to effectively produce multiple 3 to 5 page papers of the kind they will be regularly asked to write in college, but which are dismayingly rare in high school. If we could institute only one change to make students more college ready, it should be to increase the amount and quality of writing students are expected to produce. Effective lessons. Despite their limitless differences, effective lessons share the same well-known core structure. Though terms may differ, the essential parts of a good lesson include a clear learning objective with some effort to provide background knowledge or create interest in the topic, teaching and modelling, guided practice, checks for understanding, formative assessment, and independent practice or assessment. A template for authentic literacy. For all the value of interactive lecture and direct teaching, perhaps the largest proportion of the curriculum should be built around authentic literary activities in every subject area. The simple, age-old template described here consists of the following three parts, usually, but not always, in this order. Close reading, underlying, and annotation of text. Discussion of the text. Writing about the text, informed by close reading, discussion, or annotation. This template is utterly unoriginal, expanding on three activities that have always been at the centre of education: close reading, discussion, and writing. They are so rich and so versatile that they could be the basis for most of the curriculum without ever getting stale. 1. Teaching vocabulary. Before the reading of a text, always be sure to teach any vocabulary that could impede understanding. 2. Establishing a purpose for reading. To create interest in the context of the text, share some background information about the topic. Read an interesting selection from the text, or help students to connect it to recent or previous learning. 3. Modelling higher order reading. Any teacher who got through college or has been in a good book club can read critically and annotate. With a little practice, teachers can quickly learn to model such reading. 4. Guided practice and formative assessment. The next step is to have students practice by themselves the same kind of reading, note-taking, or annotation that you've just modelled with the next paragraph or section of text. 5. Independent practice and assessment. As a result of the previous steps, for any text in any subject area, you should feel roughly confident that students are ready for the next step, to purposefully underline, annotate, or take notes by themselves as they finish reading texts. 6. Whole class discussion and debate. Once students have had the benefit of close reading, annotating, and partner sharing, they will be eager to discuss and debate issues they find in their textbooks, historical documents and editorials, or in print and online publications. 7. Student writing with references to the text. Writing, from short scribbles to more formal pieces, profits from the previous processes of close reading, annotation, and discussion of one or more texts. Armed with these understandings, students should return to the text and do the following before they write. Quietly review and reread their notes, underlinings, or annotations to decide which they will write about and which would best serve the purpose of the assignment. Arrange or organize the best of these thoughts, quotes, and data into a quick list or formal outline. Classrooms that work. The highest performing teachers never waste a minute of class time. All students are always on task, and what they learn differs markedly from the arcane, irrelevant skills found in early grade reading standards documents. In these classrooms, students are immersed in daily extended instruction in very simple, ordinary elements of reading: the alphabet and its sounds, common blends and irregular spelling patterns, and words, words, words. Whole classes clap, chant, and recite words and syllables chorally every day. They repeatedly practice and master the most common spelling patterns, the most common transferable word chunks, and, of special importance, high-frequency word lists. Now that we know what a sound coherent curriculum is, let's build one for every course we teach, with common assessments, and then actually monitor to ensure that it's being taught. We know, now more than ever, that structurally sound lessons will literally multiply the number of students who will be ready for college, careers and citizenship. We know that students desperately need to do lots of meaningful reading and writing, and that this does not necessitate inordinate amounts of paper grading. Let's stop making excuses for not doing it. We know that the implementation of all of the above relies on our commitment to monitor that implementation and encourage teachers to work in teams to help each other to refine and improve on their design and execution. If they do, each of the above will improve dramatically and inexorably. It's that simple.